بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. A common thing that a lot of people say is, I just don't have enough time, or if only I had more time, I would do X and Y. The truth is, if we really wanted to do something, we would find the time. So it's really not an issue of time constraints, but rather an issue of prioritizing our lives. We just have to have enough courage to be honest with ourselves. Time is certainly a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so of course every moment is precious. Every moment is a moment that we can never get back. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second brings us closer to the hour of our death. And as they say, death waits for no man. Our Master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, seize five before five. Seize your youth before your old age. Seize your health before your sickness. Seize your wealth before your poverty. Seize your free time before your busyness. And seize your life before your death. There are people who go to the gym six times a week, for years, for decades. They don't even have to think about it anymore. They just go, summer or winter, rain or shine, whether they feel like it or not. And if they should miss a day, they feel uncomfortable and even anxious. The average American spends 2.5 hours a day on social media. According to the World Health Organization, the average lifespan is about 73.4 years. If a person started using social media at age 10, which is very common, then that would mean that they spent almost 7 years of their life on social media. Then when you factor in 8 years of TV watching, 27 years of sleeping, and nearly 4 years of eating and drinking, you're looking at over 45 years or almost 62% of an average lifetime spent on these activities. And this does not include working or shopping or driving or socializing. The month of Sha'ban presents an opportunity for us to get our priorities straight. For what it's worth, my advice to you is that during these days, read at least one verse of the Quran every day. Just one. First read it in Arabic, but read it with attention to proper orthophonics. Sound out each letter with consideration. And if you can't read Arabic, make an intention to learn. Then read a reliable translation of the meanings of that verse, and take a few moments to reflect upon those meanings. And finally, close your eyes and raise your hands and open your heart and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you openings in knowledge. Beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your heart with rays of illuminating light. The Quran is the word of God. It is our primary scripture and lasting miracle of our Master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And supplication, according to the Prophet, peace be upon him, is the very essence of worship. The Quran says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord has said, call upon me and I will respond to you. This entire process of reading the Quran, reading its meanings, reflecting upon its meanings, and supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't take you more than 5 minutes. If you can manage 2 or 3 verses during that time frame, then go for it. But try not to go over 5 minutes. After a few days, you will feel a very strong inclination to keep reading, and that's good. And you can certainly increase your reading time, but I caution you about doing too much, at least in the early stages. What we're trying to do is habituate ourselves to staying in Allah's word consistently and for the long run. We want this to turn into a lifelong practice, something we don't even have to think about, but also something that gives us a precious moment of intimacy with our Lord. Our Master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those that are consistent, even if they're small. The Tao Te Ching says, he who stands on tiptoe does not stand firm. He who takes the longest strides does not walk the fastest. Follow this process every day, and by the time we get to the blessed month of Ramadan, we will feel an overwhelming sense of longing for the Quran. And then, when we recite the Quran during the blessed month, or hear its majestic recitation in the masajid, we hope to taste the sweetness of its words and meanings over more prolonged periods of time. Another crucially important aspect of the life of a Muslim is the consistency of the canonical prayer. Prayer is a lifelong commitment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by extension to all of us, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We certainly know that your heart is distressed by what they say. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. So glorify the praises of your Lord and be one of those who always pray. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship your Lord until certitude comes to you. Now, all of the major exegetes of the Quran say that al-yaqeen, or certitude here in this verse, means death, because death is certain. A devout Muslim, a Muslim in obedience to Allah and His Messenger, prays 5 times a day at the proper times and plans his or her daily activities around his or her prayer, not the other way around. I'll leave you with this. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated that a man once came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him, O Messenger of God, which deed is best? And the Prophet, peace be upon him, responded, As-salatu li waqtiha, the prayer at its proper time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you success in both worlds. And don't forget to keep Zaytuna College in your supplications during these blessed days and months. This is Ali Atai with Zaytuna College. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.